Okay, so this is going to be called the sign. I guess I'll name this the sign, explaining the sine wave of reality. It's sad that YouTube deleted all my videos and shut it down. That's all right. A lot of that stuff, I was in the discovery phase, but now I see what's going on, and so now I can be in the revealing phase. Discovery phase to revealing phase. The sine wave. If you look at the word, it's S-I-N-E. S-I-N is sin, that's down. E is spirit, that's up. Down, up, down, up, down, up. The sine wave system. If you watch a drama, drama is D-R-A-MA, Draco Ma. The machine, the material realm, matter. Matter is double cross, M-A-T-T-E-R. So the sine wave or the sin wave has a down and up, down and up. When you watch a drama series, you're able to see, you become a seer. You can do this experiment to try the spirits, try what I'm saying, test this. Start a series. And so when you get up the next morning, pay attention to the series and how the very thing that you talked about or the very thing you saw in the series appears. The thing you talked about appears in the series, or the thing you watched in the series appears in your life. You got to be aware of your inner man. You've got to stay aware. You've got to not, to see this, you've got to stay focused. You might have to fast and pray for a week or whatever. But the series is no different than your life. The reason this stuff happens is because the series, whether it's a song, because a song is up and down, up and down, up and down. Whether it's a movie, up and down, up and down. Whether it's a series, up and down. Whether it's your life, up and down, up and down. What does it represent? It represents the flesh versus the spirit. The flesh versus spirit. The yin and the yang. The night and the day. The sleep cycles. It is the cycle. The sine wave is a cycle. And so the cycle is what? The cycle is the menstrual cycle. Men, S-T, rule. Her husband shall rule over her. That's the curse. Pain in childbearing. So when you go and do labor at work, it's painful. You're birthing a product. If you go to a factory, the machines break down, and then somebody fixes it. It breaks down, fix, breaks down, fix, cycles, repeats, in series. You go to sleep, you get up. You go to sleep, you get up. You go to sleep, you get up. The series, the sine wave, the sin wave with the spirit, which is the letter E. Now, I'm repeating a lot of stuff because it needs to settle in. If I repeat, I know I'm repeating. The reason I repeat is because it has to sink in. So the sine wave, what is if the sine wave represents your life, the series, the dramas, your job, the reproduction, the produce, if the sine wave represents everything in front of you, what does that mean? You have to go back to the root. Where did the sine wave start? It started with the lamb slain before the foundation of the world. God had a script in his mind. And he wrote it. His word is forever settled in heaven. The script was in his mind. God knew if he created the human, that the human would fall. All matter, all creation is, there's a second law of thermodynamics. Why? Because everything's a piece cut off, and God knew if he spoke it into existence, the creation would fight against him. The creation would fight against him. But he made a way of escape because he knew some people would seek to be back in fellowship with God. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Sinners, sin, sine wave, S-I-N. So when he spoke it all into existence, it's a derivative of the river. Everything derives from Christ and what he did at the cross. So everything derives it from the cross. And it's a D river. It's off river. It's off flow. River is the flow. What is the flow? The woman has a flow, monthly cycle, so she can birth. So God went and made a decision to go to the cross before the creation, the lamb slain before the foundation of the world, because there's a flow there. There's a it's necessary for a flow. Why? Because the flow allows for birthing. Because you're born in sin, in the flesh mind, in the old Adam, and you need to be birthed. So there has to be that sine wave flow. It has to flow. Ebb and flow. There has to be a flow. Now that flow, now listen to what I'm saying. That flow is the issue. When there's an issue with the female, there's a flow of blood. There has to be blood flow to have a birthing. The cycle has to flow. The series has to flow. The reproduction has to flow. The factory has to flow. You have to punch that time card. You have to pierce that time clock. Punch that time clock and create a piercing and to create a flow. There has to be a flow for a birthing. What are you birthing? You're birthing from sin to spirit, cutting out the old Adam to the new Adam. Cut out the old, step into the new, from glory to glory to glory. The sine wave explains it all. If you see and you take the cross upright and you turn it horizontal, that's what we're seeing from the flesh mind perspective, the repeat, the sine wave. But when you see it from the spirit mind, it's the post, it's the pole, it's the tree, it's the faithfulness, tree, true, faithful, faith. It's upright, it's stable. Stable, stability, continuance. So continuance and stability pretty much are the same. It's a Janus word. They can mean the same thing, but they can also mean the opposite. Why is that possible? Because the thing that bit you is the same thing that will heal you. Look and live. The snake on the cross is what Moses was telling you. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. The snake on the cross is where all the Janus words come from. It's the same word, but it means one word will mean one thing and the other word will mean the opposite, but it's spelled the same. It's even pronounced the same. For this cause shall man leave mother and father and cleave to his wife. So you can actually say, for this cause shall man cleave or be cut from mother and father and then cleave to his wife. So the word cleave is a Janus word. It means the opposite, but it also means it's also in unity because of what happened at the cross. Because Jesus went to the cross to die, there's the negative part. But he rose again from the dead, there's the positive. But everything happened at that nexus point of the cross. And so the sine wave started at the cross. And everything that you look at is preaching Jesus. Every time you go to sleep and you wake up, it's preaching Jesus. Every time you do mathematics, it's preaching Jesus. Physics is preaching Jesus. Every time you watch a TV show, it's preaching Jesus. Notice all the TV shows have, oh no, it's getting ready to come to the end. Oh no, they're going to die. And then somebody rescues them. Notice all the superhero movies. Super, sup, S-U-P, air. He rose. Jesus alone can take you through this sine wave Draco Moss system and row the boat. And the harder you try, the more you try to row your own boat, the more you sink. But when you call out to Jesus, Jesus is the salvation, the justification, the sanctification, the glorification. And it's all faith. And the reason it's faith is because it's before time. It's before time. It's before creation. The Lamb slain before the foundation of the world. It was already written. The Holy Writ. The holographic truth is what happened at the cross. And you're living it out. Moment by moment by moment. Day by day by day. Year by year by year. Season by season. And it's repeating. And that's why you already are a time traveler. And you want to get out of time. You want to leave the flesh mind because time means division, and you want to move into the spirit mind. The eternal mindset, that it's the now. Oh no, you're going to have a flat tire. Oh, then something happens and you fix it. Oh no, your power bill's due, but then all of a sudden you can pay your power bill. Oh no, you lost everything, then you turn around and you gain everything back. It's a sine wave. It is the sine wave. And that's what you're in. That's what you're in. If you understand that, you understand the news, the politics, the stock market. You understand the whole game. If you understand that you're in the sine wave, and the sine wave is what happened at the cross, and you have to call out to Jesus so that your ship, your body ship, won't sink, your business ship won't sink, your home won't sink, nothing will sink if you call out to Jesus in faith. And even if it does sink, you're going to rise up out of that state of being sunk into a risen state, and you're going to look back and say, wow, how did that happen? You're going to win. And then you're going to win and win and win. And what the sine wave is telling you, to die daily. Die to the old Adam, walk in the new Adam. That's what it's telling you. That's what's happening. That's what's happening. And it's happening right now, wherever you are. That negative that you're dreading, there is a way to overcome it. But you have to have faith. You have to believe it. And I just gave you the reason behind it. Do you receive that? Do you accept? Do you understand what I'm saying? Can you fathom the fact that this was already planned and written before anything was ever created? And if you can understand that, that means you're in a series, you're in a script, you're following after. And God is moving you from the flesh mind, the old Adam, to the new Adam. God is taking you out of the AI Cain flesh mind, moving you to the spirit mind of Abel, the blood covering, and his spirit. The abdomen of God, to rest in the abdomen of God. That's what's happening.